Caroline opened the door to Ace's Bar and Grill and looked around for Matthew. Seeing him sitting at their usual table with his entire SEAL team, as well as Fiona and Alabama, Caroline headed that way. Waving at their usual waitress, Jess, as she passed, Caroline pushed her way through the crowd to her man. The bar seemed unusually crowded tonight, but as usual, Matthew didn't wait for her to get to him. Caroline smiled as Matthew made his way to her. It was almost annoying how the crowd seemed to part in front of him magically, but Caroline couldn't blame the patrons. Matthew was an imposing force. Caroline analyzed her man as he came toward her. He was tall, around 6'3", and had the look of a man that didn't take any shit. Matthew was wearing jeans and a short-sleeve t-shirt that was just big enough to give him room to move, but didn't have any extra material either. Caroline could see his arms bulging as he moved. She stopped and let Matthew come to her. She'd never get over how lucky she was that somehow this man, this wonderfully handsome, sexy, brave, intense man, was with her.
"Hey, Ice. Missed you."
Caroline smiled. "We saw each other 2 hours ago."
"I know. As I said, I missed you."
Matthew Wolf Steele put his hand on the side of Caroline's face and leaned into her.
"I missed you too," Caroline admitted huskily.
She loved Matthew's hands on her. He always made her feel so cherished. Wolf captured Caroline's lips with his. Not caring they were standing in the middle of a bar and were being jostled by people passing them, Wolf showed Caroline just how much he'd missed her. Caroline's arms came up to clasp Matthew at the back of his head, and she lost herself in his kiss. She could feel her body softening and readying itself for his loving, but luckily, before she did something that would embarrass herself so much she'd never be able to step foot in Ace's again, Matthew pulled his head back.
"God, Ice, you're amazing. Come on."
Wolf let go of Caroline's face and grabbed one of her hands that had crept around to rest on his chest.
"I ordered for you. Everyone else is here."
"Hi, guys." "Hey."
"Hi, Caroline." "Yo, Ice."
The greetings were heartfelt and sincere. Caroline had never felt so lucky. Not only had she gained a wonderful man when she moved in with Matthew, but she'd gained his teammates as brothers. Now that Christopher had found Alabama and Hunter had married Fiona, she also had some sisters and best friends, too. Matthew settled Caroline into a chair next to him, and they both sat.
"What took you so long?"
Fiona complained to Caroline, smiling to take the sting out of her words.
"We were having a breakthrough at work. There was this compound that we've been testing for freaking ever, and we finally figured out how to..."
Wolf put his hand over Caroline's mouth and stopped her words.
"You're off the clock, Ice. No shop talk. We're here to relax, not to hear about your chemist stuff."
Everyone laughed. Caroline mock glared at Matthew at the same time she stuck out her tongue and licked his palm sensually. She watched as his eyes went molten, and she suddenly wished they were anywhere but there. Wolf leaned into her, took his hand away from Caroline's mouth, and put it on her thigh.
"You'll pay for that tonight, Ice."
Caroline could feel the goosebumps that rose on her flesh at the feel of his words against her ear.
"I'm counting on it, Matthew,"